Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, the 2017 Census of Agriculture is a significant tool to learn about and measure some of the farming and ranching's newest trends. Rod Bain has more as we take a look at that. Actually, in this report.
What are some examples of how Census of Agriculture data, like that to be collected from farmers and ranchers as part of the 2017 edition of the census, measures not only new trends for certain commodities, but also perhaps helps USDA statisticians expand and better categorize some of their findings? Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says start with maple syrup production. USDA's June crop production report for maple syrup reveals record high production. One reason for that increase is
the number of taps is up, so we had more taps this year than we've had in recent years.
In fact, the number of taps for maple syrup year over year was up 6% nationwide. So in terms of measuring where this growth is coming from, such as by state or by type of producer, such as small or organic farmers,
we get to see a breakdown of these operations, how large they are, how many of them by the different size groups. So we're in a census year now, so we're going to get an updated look at that. But just looking at the number of taps overall nationwide, we've seen an increasing trend. Those numbers have been on an upward growth over the last several season, so we'll see how that continues moving forward.
Taking another commodity from the June crop production report, hops, primarily measured in the commercial hop growing belt of the Pacific Northwest.
Looking at the number of acres strung this year, record high number this year in the three estimating states, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, all three states looking at record high acres strung for harvest.
With that record production caused by strong demand, especially due to the expansion of the craft beer industry.
What we hear is that there's more acres, but we need to put some numbers to that. When you conduct a census of agriculture, you go to all producers in all states across the country and you collect everything that they produce, including hops. So once we have that data, we'll be able to determine how much the growth is happening outside of the Pacific Northwest and do we need to expand our annual estimating program to account for those additional acres.
Lance Honig adds that even though changes in agriculture occur every year, the Census of Agriculture, which takes place every 5 years, provides a more complete coverage of ag.
We have more than 2 million farms across the U.S., so we're not collecting complete information from every producer month after month, but every 5 years we do, and that's what the Census of Agriculture does for us. It helps us find those new trends in agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
While Russia's extended its ban on produce from the U.S. and the European Union through the end of 2018, well, the ban was first put in place in 2014, includes the U.S., EU, Norway, Ukraine, and several other countries. The ban was going to expire January 1st, but Russia extended its sanctions after the EU extended its own trade sanctions against Russia through January 31st. The ban applies to fruits, vegetables, nuts, and other agricultural products from a list of countries that put trade penalties in place because of Russia's involvement in the Ukraine conflict. Well, that's what's happening. Inside Agriculture. Same place, same station tomorrow. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.